Let's do this.
What is virtualization?
You're gonna learn today.
Innovate like a startup, deliver like an enterprise.
I hope you're coffeeed up and ready because it's gonna be a great day.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Oh yeah.
You're listening to the Virtually Speaking Podcast with Pedro Lero and John Nicholson.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Virtually Speaking Podcast, episode number 66. My name is Pete Fletcher, a.k.a. Pedro Arrow, and joining me as always is Mr. John Nicholson. John, how you doing, man?
Doing glorious.
Doing glorious. John, this is episode 66. Do you know what that means?
Oh, man.
Aside from the fact that we've done 65 episodes already?
I was going to say, I feel like there's a song, maybe a road.
Yes.
Oh, you know what? There also was a release, one of the best releases that's ever happened of vSAN.
So yeah, I think we should not just cover the entire release of vSAN 6.6, but one of the really cool features that came out in vSAN 6.6, which is vSAN Support Insight. And joining us on the podcast today to talk about vSAN Support Insight is Global Support Strategy and Escalation Manager for vSAN, Mr. Brad Mott. Brad, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, guys. Thanks very much for having me on.
Wow, your title is probably the only one in history that's longer than ours.
I cover a lot of bases.
Yeah, for sure. So before we even dive into vSAN Support Insight, tell us a little bit about a day in the life of Brad Mott.
Sure. So my role inside of support is typically with escalated cases and escalations that perhaps are going on throughout the world at any point. So one of the things that we recognize is really a need to kind of have a standardized approach to cases and concerns that may come into our support organization. So my role is, and in general, to make sure that anywhere in the world we have pretty much the same support experience. That's kind of the strategy side, as well as the escalation side, I guess. And to work with the product, to work with our engineering teams, and really make sure that vSAN is giving the customers the best experience possible.
Okay, so basically when something really gets maybe critical, then they call in the big guns, and that would be you?
Absolutely. Well, that would be my team, yeah. So I've got we have our engineers throughout the globe who are just experts in the product. They've worked either with our engineering teams or worked on the product for years, and they're the ones who kind of work with me globally on that.
All right. So tell me, what are some of the more typical calls you get for vSAN?
So we see a lot of calls just around general setup to begin with. We get a lot of calls around best practices as well. Sometimes when people, set up vSAN, we've got a lot of customers who are very excited about our technologies. And so they'll install it and they'll run just fine for a couple months. And then they'll run into, whether it's a performance concern, which is a category of calls we take, or, an outage of some type. They call in and say, this has been running just fine. And I'm not sure what happened, but I'm down, or I'm not able to access this virtual machine. And from there, we kind of go in and look at what we're missing. And typically, it does come down to best practices, whether that's through, our administrative guides weren't followed, or maybe we're just missing a driver and firmware, somewhere that really would bring out that top-tier performance that we expect. Those are some of the typical phone calls we might get.
Just to reiterate, people can call in for I'd like my performance reviewed, or I'd like some type of best, I've got some concerns around best practice. They can call support when things aren't on fire, right?
They can, yeah. Most of the time, especially with performance cases, what you're going to get right back when you contact us for those is going to be, well, what are you expecting? I think it's really easy to say, hey, should I be getting better performance out of this? And the official answer to that is that we may not know. But if you have a number that you should hit, or we've gone through, the sizing guides and things like that, and we have an idea of performance that we should be seeing that we're not seeing, we can definitely help there and definitely, work on quantifying that concern and getting the performance that we expect.
Finding the bottleneck, at least.
So. Exactly. Yeah. Helping on that area. Yep.
Nice. So vSAN support, that's a global organization, right? So you guys follow the sun, as they say?
Correct. Yeah. So we have centers kind of throughout the world. One locally in Colorado. We also have engineers who work out of our Ireland office in Cork, Ireland, and in India from our Bangalore, India center. On top of that, we've got a lot of global centers for things where support is provided in the local language. And same thing, we all escalate up through the same arena. But yeah, we do have the global support model.
And do you ever get things that like maybe multiple people keep calling about the same issue, and so you realize this is a problem, and then it gets submitted to engineering and then actually gets changed? Does that ever happen?
It does, absolutely. Yeah. So we've had a couple of ways in support that we work with our engineering teams. And one specifically is around vSAN resiliency. We want to make sure that customers have that best experience possible. So we feedback a lot of the data that we receive from customer cases and customer outages to our engineering teams to really better the product. Many of our customers, especially in earlier versions of vSAN, encountered congestion as a concern. It's something that is completely normal in a vSAN environment, but can cause concern in very specific circumstances. So that was something that, you know, we worked with engineering and they were already well aware and were working on it as well. I think it's great. Actually, we come to engineering and say, you know, we've got this problem and we really think that we need to get it fixed. And they're already 50% of the way down the road, which is great. But yeah, so we brought that to them. We brought SSD congestion as a concern to them and worked with them to resolve, I think, right around 99% of those concerns at this point.
Well, and we've also had some cases, right, of engineers actually coming out to a support center and sitting down to help find ways to improve that workflow. So,
yeah, absolutely. Yep, we get visits in kind of in both directions, actually. Pretty much monthly, we have engineers from our support side visit engineering and vice versa.
Awesome. Well, that transitions perfectly into the product that we want to talk about, which is this vSAN Support Insight. Now, this is a tool, this is an internal tool that, John, you turned me on to this, almost a year ago, when it was still in the beta stages and they were just testing it. But this is a really amazing product and customers can finally jump on and take advantage of being part of this in vSAN 6.6. And that is the vSAN Support Insight. So John, before we start, you know, drilling Brad on questions, give me the 2-minute pitch on what vSAN Support Insight is.
So vSAN Support Insight is a phone home system for basically taking telemetry, configuration and health data out of an environment and getting that back to VMware support and engineering. And it basically works within your environment using the existing CEIP, Customer Experience Improvement Program framework. So your vCenter, the phone home that's natively built into it, it basically piggybacks on that. So if you have that enabled and that's working, this will be working for vSAN. Some of the benefits of this also is it ties in with the vSAN Health UI. So that information is phoned back. As well as also that CIP framework is also used for pulling down new health updates. So this is kind of part of a holistic health monitoring. Now, what this means is support has access to immediately, you know, if you call in, they have access to the phone home data, be able to see what the health of the environment is, be able to see alarms and outliers, as well as also see history of recent changes made.
Nice. And so, Brad, how long has support been using this for vSAN?
About that same time frame. We've had some use of it throughout the last couple of years, actually, as it was developed. And then recently for support specifically with customers, it rolled out, of course, or released with that 6.6 release that you guys have been talking about. But yeah, no, internally, you can feed this some of the data that is uploaded to us. So we've been doing that for quite some time now. But to have for us, it's reactive is the way I'd phrase it. But to have that proactive data from customers being uploaded already, I think is a great way to get a jumpstart on a case. And especially for vSAN to really get an insight before, you know, we even potentially reach out to call a customer when a case is open.
Oh, okay. So you can reach out, call a customer and say, hey, I've got your environment. We've been working and I see I've noticed you don't have a certain patch, or I've noticed that, you know, you have a certain configuration that could potentially cause you some downtime or whatever. And then you could proactively work with them and fix that before anything actually happens.
Correct. Yeah. And right now that is a reactive support. So a customer would have to open a case with us before we would access the data. We are working on the rest of that currently. So from a true proactive response, like you would kind of expect from a storage product that is in the works. And we'll be kind of more information will be coming out, I think, for the next year or so regarding that.
Okay. Well, the first question most people ask when they hear about programs like this are data integrity, data security. Are you looking at all my data? Can you see my IP? So tell us how vSAN Support Insight handles that. What data can you see and what can you not see?
Sure. So as an engineer, we have a little bit more visibility than, you know, potentially outside of that. Data that's provided to vSAN Support Insight is stored in the same location where all of our customer data is stored when it's uploaded to us for a case, right, a support case. So that is, obviously, there's a ton of data security around that. We take our customer privacy very seriously. And as far as what's sent to us or I guess how it obtusificated it is, within certain roles in the company, and one, of course, being a support engineer, I'm able to access more data than outside of that. And that really is just kind of a protection mechanism. Engineers who are working on the case have reason to access that data. And we are very serious about the boundaries of that and making sure that, you know, that data is not used for anything outside of the cases and isn't accessible to any regular person who may come along with our, you know, Customer Experience Improvement Program, CEIP.
To speak to that, I can't just go, if I try to click in there on the section and that would show customer names or things like that, we get a giant, you're not a TSC, go away.
Correct. Yeah. So we are extremely sensitive about, obviously, you know, customer data, everything down to, you know, IPs, names of virtual machines, things like that. And even as an engineer, I don't see most of those things. A lot of that, we'll be able to look at things like performance metrics. We'll be able to look at things that could potentially help us assist in a support engagement, like configuration and items like that. But any of the identifiable information is not accessible beyond, you know, potentially the name of a customer. Again, as an engineer, I can see that to be able to support a case.
Oh, okay. So, but some of the configuration information itself is even obfuscated, right? Like the host names, things like that.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. Those will all show pretty much unique identifiers. So it may say like host-49 or something, you know, it won't show the actual names, IPs, anything like that.
Well, and one thing to note is on Storage Hub, we actually have linked a sample export of what that data looks like, and you can see how it's obfuscated. And also, I have documentation on Storage Hub of where to go if you want to actually look at what's being exported back. The key thing is if you're doing a normal log export and sending that to GSS today, you're actually already sending more data than CIP was ever sent.
Cool. All right. So I can see how this would definitely help support, make your job easier. And I guess it would make the customer's life easier too, right? Because they're getting their calls resolved sooner. But what do you think are some of the key advantages to participating in this program?
One of the major benefits that I see, especially for vSAN, is just to your point, John, the amount of volume or the amount of data that's needed when we are working on a support case. We talked a little bit earlier about performance cases and things like that. One of the big important things for support is comparative data. So if we have a system that's working and a system that isn't working, we like data from both to compare those. And historically, if we're talking about vSphere, that might be a real quick, you know, one host per comparison. If we're talking about vSAN, and let's say I have two rather large environments, one that's performing very well and one that maybe has a problem, we would typically ask for all of that data immediately. And that could be a large amount of data. And it may be something that we even request more than once, again, for that comparative nature. And that's where I think there's a huge benefit here in that we can kind of review those performance metrics. We can access that live without having to request a log upload from the entire vSAN cluster, let alone more than one log upload from the cluster.
Yeah, it's a lot nicer just having that automatic upload every hour and that's doing the roll up. So it also keeps the bandwidth down. I remember when I was a customer, sometimes it always felt like, you know, I'm like, wait, I need to do exports of all of this stuff. I'm like, it just felt like I was trying to upload, 100 terabytes on an FTP or something.
Yeah.
Before you can even get started on troubleshooting, it's like there's like an hour long process just to like get started. So yeah, it's nice that's like that whole setup in the beginning of a ticket is pretty much alleviated.
Exactly. And it really is the ideal experience from our perspective is, let's say that a case is opened and there's a concern that we identify, we can call and say, you know, hey, thank you very much for opening case. I already know what the problem is.
Oh yeah, for sure. But yeah, I know I have HA enabled. I'm positive. No, you don't. I'm looking at it right now. I like it.
I've said this a million times, but Skyline is obviously the coolest product name that's ever come out of VMware. In fact, I was a little confused because when I think of VMware, I think of relatively dull functioning sounding product names. And I was like, how did that happen?
Yeah. You know, and why wasn't it vSkyline?
Yeah. Why wasn't it vSkyline? Why wasn't it Realize? You know, but I understand, you know, this has been a project that's been, you know, being run by support, you know, from an and from a standpoint of improving support experiences. Can you talk about how this works with Skyline as well as a little bit about, you know, the benefits of that direction?
Yeah, definitely. And actually, so vSAN Support Insight is part of Skyline. It was originally, I guess, developed on its own, primarily just because vSAN is so in-depth and requires so many specific items. But it was developed in conjunction with the Skyline teams and will be part of the kind of the go forward long-term plan for VMware. So I mentioned a little bit earlier that proactive support portion, which is really what we hope to offer through Skyline. And obviously, of course, you know, the data collection and the customer experience improvement, right? Specifically for vSAN Support Insight, we are really tailoring that to be part of that Skyline delivery, be part of that proactive support, and really deliver the same experience that you would receive from Skyline or with Skyline, I should say, today. But just kind of augmented with vSAN specific information.
No, that's cool. And to note, you don't have to have Skyline for vSAN Support Insight to be used, but it is being rolled in under that program leverage part of kind of that operationally.
Correct. Yeah. And it's also, I think, an important point from interoperability too. You know, we talk about vSAN Support Insight today and what we can do from a support perspective. I imagine that, you know, we start talking about additional products like vSphere, where not only do I have this reactive or proactive, you know, way to engage on a case, as a support engineer with vSAN. But if we also have that vSphere data, we kind of can take it one step further and have that additional view into the environment before we even pick up the phone to make that initial contact.
Oh, yeah. And so that's a good question. Which customers can use vSAN Support Insight? I mean, can anybody that uses vSAN sign up for this?
So yes, all customers who are using vSAN today and have an active support contract can use vSAN Support Insight. They would want to upgrade if they are any previous version to 6.5 Update 1B specifically. And there's more information, obviously, in the documentation that we have available regarding, you know, whether that's, you know, need information about the upgrade process, what particular version, or how to get there.
Nice. I like it. Yeah. And John, you did a great blog post on this that you put on VirtualBlocks. I'll be sure to add that to the show notes of the page. And I'll link that video that we did as well that sort of showed what it looks like from a support perspective. So we'll definitely add those to the show notes. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that video because generally we don't show internal tooling, and it's just kind of, I don't know, my impressions of GSS and support, every support vendor is, I just imagine they had these guys who were like the king of grep or just scrolled really fast, like Matrix style. And
yeah.
I can see from the raw logs and the raw binary, you know, traces, I can see objects, I can see RAID trees. And, you know, I just assume these guys were, you know, genetically engineered for this. Maybe it was a bit like, what was that awful Tom Cruise movie?
Take your pick.
Actually, there's a lot of futuristic ones. You know, the one with the precogs, they're like, they're future crimes. They're like
Minority Report. Yeah.
Minority Report. Yeah. It's like you guys have some guys who are like locked in a room and suspended in liquid, and they can like, you know, take the raw log and binary trace inputs. But no, they actually have really awesome tools that have been built for them. And this is one of the rare cases where, you know, we actually are showing customers what it is that they get to see.
Yeah. I do want to point out, we do have precogs. We just, you know.
Oh, really? I like it.
Future earnings statements. Don't let the SEC hear this.
They're NDA.
Yeah. I will say that we do have those guys who do, and I have done log review three screens wide, you know, just trying to understand that data that comes in. But tools like this are an amazing benefit to us in making that a lot faster.
Very cool. Very cool. All right. Well, look, those are all the questions I have for you, Brad. John, did you have anything else for him before we let him go?
No, that's it. That's awesome. I'm sure we'll have you back on the show at some point in the future.
Absolutely. All right, Brad, thanks for coming. John, let's do it. All right, well, that music tells me it's time to go. And so if you want to get in touch with us, send us an email at podcast@vmware.com. Subscribe to us with your podcast app of choice by searching Virtually Speaking Podcast. You can catch this and all episodes at vspeakingpodcast.com. A huge thanks to Brad Mott and all the precogs at VMware Support. Until next week, bye for now.
Said is smarter than you.
Oh, yeah.
I am profoundly dumbfounded. Woo-hoo!
Get the urge to hyper-convert. I encourage you to splurge and not diverge. Get your kicks with vSAN 696. Well, it builds on the thrills of 6.5. 10,000 HCI. Encryption and minutes in stretch clusters, and Bang 6.6 is so much faster. Goodbye, multicast.
Goodbye.
Yeah. New commandments makes you rippling fast. Cloud analytics, the greatest disk handling, and manage your cluster without being sad.
Enough of this jibber jabber.